8-time deportee gets 5 years for illegally re-entering U.S. by Catherine Rodriguez on November 27, 2018. A judge sentenced a Honduran national to 5 years in federal prison for illegally re-entering the U.S. after being deported 8 times. U.S. Chief District Judge Greg Case sentenced Jose Salazar Aguilar, 34, to 5 years and 8 months behind bars without parole, the Justice Department announced Tuesday. Police first arrested Salazar Aguilar in Kansas City, Missouri, in February 2017 for driving under the influence, DUI, resisting arrest, and failing to carry a driver's license and insurance. Once officers took Salazar Aguilar into custody, a background check revealed that he was deported from the U.S. multiple times. He was released on bond, but federal agents took him into custody several days later during a routine traffic stop. The Honduran national then pleaded guilty to unlawful re-entry into the U.S. on May 2, 2018. The last time he was removed from the U.S. was on August 8, 2013, after serving a 27-month sentence for the same offense. Salazar Aguilar had been deported 8 times, with 7 of those deportations stemming from an aggravated felony conviction of delivery of heroin. Court documents say Salazar Aguilar said he was a drug mule who associated himself with the Norteño Street Gang. Many multiple deportees have illegally re-entered the U.S. and went on to commit more crimes on American soil. A Mexican national who was deported 20 times by federal immigration authorities allegedly raped a 65-year-old woman in July 2017, and a 5-time deportee from Mexico allegedly crashed his vehicle into California woman's car, leaving her dead at the scene, while he was drunk.